The kitchen walls stopped closing in. The silence was an attack. And Inger's advice was just begin. There's no use in looking back. But the gears and pistons felt too loud. The math too clean, the lines too straight. So I drifted from the focus crowd and found myself at the kitchen gate. And the master there, a man named Lars, with flour dust and calloused hands. He didn't care about the scars or any of my failed commands. He just said, boy, you gotta eat. So learn to cook or learn to starve. He tossed an apron at my feet and gave me a potato to carve. And something clicked inside the heat, the structured chaos of the place, the rhythmic chop, the frantic feet, the focus on a single space. My mind that used to run and roam on a thousand paths at once, you see, finally found a sense of home and the logic of a recipe. A pinch of this, a dash of that, a symphony of salt and steam. A world away from where I sat, lost in a self-destructive dream. The gorilla glue still calms the hum, a whisper secret in the haze. It helps the racing thoughts go numb during the long and hectic days. But now it's fuel and not a crutch, it helps me stand, it helps me learn. I never thought I'd care this much or have a passion left to burn.
And I imagine from the ruin a phoenix in a cloud of smoke. I'm finding purpose in the doing, in every single word I've spoke. In German class, in history, a mind that once was lost in fog is seeing with the clarity I never knew. A new prologue from failing grades and empty chairs, passing scores and open doors. I'm walking up a different stairs and settling forgotten scores.
From a dropout to a diploma, the Danish air has cleared my head. A brand new sweet aroma rising from the daily bread. I'm mixing spices, learning French for sauces rich in terminology. I'm sitting on a classroom bench and passing damn biology. The boy who lived inside a storm, who only knew to fight and flee, is finding a surprising form of quiet capability. The teachers who all wrote me off would never recognize me now. The angry, broken, bitter scoff has turned into a hopeful vow. I pack my bags to go back home, diploma in my shaking hand. A map of a world I could now roam, a person I could understand. The ruin isn't gone, you know. The foundations are still cracked and deep, but for the first time, seeds can grow and their promises to keep. I walked into an office proud, an apprenticeship, a brand new start, and whispered to myself out loud, this is the mending of the heart. First time.